How you doing, Tom?
Very well, Larry. Welcome, friends. Thank you for joining us in what we're calling a conspiracy of goodness. Playing guitar, singing songs, telling the stories of people of America is Larry Long. We've been friends for 40 years. My name is Tom Thibodeau, and together we've joined with each other in a conspiracy of goodness. The person making this happen today is our good friend Brett Hughes, producing this, because we want to bring it together and share it with others. Goodness spreads just like a virus.
Fresh may the breezes blow, clear may the streams flow, blue above and green below, when I'm far away. Well may the world go, the world go, the world go. Well may the world go, when I'm far away.
You might be wondering, why did we choose the term conspiracy of goodness? Well, it comes from the documentary Weapons of the Spirit, where a Jewish gentleman at age 40 went back to the little town of La Chambeau in France. He was born there during the Second World War, and the people of La Chambeau hid his family, saved his life, and got him to Switzerland. At age 40, as a filmmaker, he went back looking for the family that saved his life. Was not able to find that family, but found one of the neighbors, an older woman with lines that told the story of her life into her face. She had one big tooth in the middle of a bright smile. And he asked, "Why did you risk your life for us? Why is it you were willing to sacrifice everything for strangers?" And she smiled and said, "I guess we all just got caught up in a conspiracy of goodness." And that's how it happens. Somebody invites, we say yes, and goodness is on its way.
Well, may the fiddle sound, the banjo play, the old hoedown, dancers swing round and round when I'm far away. Well, may the world go, the world go, the world go. Well, may the world go when I'm far away.
Goodness, I don't know about you, but everywhere I go, I'm meeting good people doing good work. Ever seen a hospital built by Cynics Anonymous? No, it's good people who join together and do good work each and every day. And wherever I go, I'm meeting good people who want to help me, serve me, make my life a little bit better, and asking me, "Come on, brother, join." January 7th, 2015, I'm down in Wisconsin Dells at the Kalahari getting ready to speak to 300 farmers. As I'm getting ready to be introduced, my pocket goes off. I got a smartphone that year for Christmas. Don't know how to use it, but I got one. All of us in our late 60s have smartphones, hoping to get pictures of our grandchildren. If you got children and grandchildren, you send pictures. This is what we live for. My pocket goes off. My wife's talking to me, and she's frantic. "Tom, Tom." Megan, our second oldest daughter, is on her way to work in downtown Chicago. The water broke. She's in downtown Chicago having our first granddaughter 6 weeks premature. Her husband's in the northern suburbs. My daughter's by herself. My wife's at home frantic. And here's our speaker, Tom Thibodeau. And I got up and I'm tripping over my words. I'm stammering. I'm uncertain. Back in the day when I was so self-righteous as a younger person, I thought, well, I can just make it through. I'll just pull myself through this by will. Well, as I've gotten older, a little more humble and gracious, I was just authentic and said to the group in front of me, my daughter's on her way to work this morning. The water broke. She's having our first granddaughter today, 6 weeks premature. My wife's at home frantic. Her husband's in the northern suburbs. And I'm thinking about my daughter and my granddaughter that she's bringing into the world. And once I said that to the farmers, I could feel this wave of compassion. Isn't it amazing how our own natural goodness responds to the needs of others? And then I got into the speech and walked off the stage, and at the bottom of the stage is a gentleman about 5'10", with shoulders like axe handles, has a blue shirt on, Larry on the pocket. "Come here," he says, and he hugs me. Unusual behavior for a farmer. And then he holds onto my waist, flips open his wallet, says, "Look at that, look at that. There's my granddaughter, 5 years of age. She was born 6 weeks premature. Your granddaughter's just fine. I'm praying for you and your family today." Did I need that at that moment? Of course I did. Hello, brother. Hello, fellow human being. Got your back. Isn't that how we all kind of get along? The goodness of other people will reach out to us in our moment of need. Show you how it comes around. 6 months later, I'm speaking to another group of farmers in Dubuque, Iowa. I start telling that story about Larry, and the farmers say, he's here. Middle of 300 farmers, here's Larry. He's waving at me. They say, are you going to hug him? I said, you bet I am. Well, every time we see each other, now we hug each other. We see each other at Vernon County Dairy Breakfast, La Crosse County Dairy Breakfast, Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin. Every time we see each other, come here, brother, and give each other a hug. Last time we saw each other, now, brother, it's your turn. My wife's health is fragile. I could use your prayers. Isn't it true we reap what we sow? If we are good and kind, merciful, thoughtful, that comes back to us. Mean, bitter, and cynical, that comes back to us as well. Let's sow goodness. Let's all join in a conspiracy of goodness.
Well, may the skiers turn, swimmers churn, lovers burn. Peace may the generals learn when I'm far away. Well, may the world go, the world go, the world go. Well, may the world go when I'm far away. Yeah, this song, Well May the World Go, was written by my old friend, our old friend, Mr. Pete Seeger. He wrote Well May the World Go, and he said, I've kind of grown weary of big things. He says, I really think the world is going to be saved by a million small things, a million acts of goodness from all of you out there and all of us here.
And that's what happens. We think about things that are national or international, but the place where we have an impact is in our homes, in our families, in our communities, and in our neighborhoods. The Jewish Talmud teaches this, God saves the world one neighbor at a time. Come on, neighbors, let's join together. We got work to do.
Makes me think of this song here about my neighborhood. And you were talking about childbirth, right?
Mm-hmm.
And our children were born at home. And my wife and I, we were living in South Minneapolis. And right outside our window was a big high-rise. Here's a song about it. I'll sing a few verses. You can tell a few stories inside of it if you want.
Sure.
Okay, you ready?
You bet.
And, you know, if you want to sing along, Tom, you're welcome to. And, of course, anybody out there, if you want to sing along, you know, please don't hesitate. As Pete Seeger would say, there's no wrong notes. There's just notes. In my neighborhood, there's a big high rise where the old folks live, where the old folks die. From my living room, I can see them now, 20 stories tall, looking down on the ground. In my neighborhood,
in my neighborhood,
there's a gang of kids,
there's a gang of kids
who stay out late,
who stay out late,
where the tires skid,
where the tires skid.
In the winter time,
in the winter time,
they don't wear no gloves,
they don't wear no gloves.
When I ask them why,
when I ask them why,
they never say how come,
never say how come.
La ba da ba ba,
la ba da ba da.
Do-ba-do-ba-ba.
Do-ba-do-ba-da.
In my neighborhood, I took a trip outside with all my friends into the big high rise. cheese, coffee and cake, cookies and Kool-Aid. While the old folks danced, while the music played, on my mandolin, on my guitar strings, it's how you sing the song, it's not the song you sing. La 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 la,
la 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 la,
la 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 la, la 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 la.
In August of 1994, I'm at a meeting, a committee meeting at our college, and people were talking about cross-cultural education and how can we get more people, students, to travel. And I know how expensive it was back in 1994, and many of our students didn't have that kind of discretionary income. And I said, well, how about if we have them walk across the street from the college? Because a number of Hmong families there have a number of small children that could probably use some help with daycare. Well, no, Tom, that's something we're talking about. We're talking about cross-cultural education. Well, it seemed very practical to me that we can get to know our neighbors. And I'm kind of walking out discouraged, feel like I'm being dismissed, and the guy put his hand on my shoulder. He said, Tom, there's a doctor over there at St. Francis Hospital who's thinking the same thing. And he wants to get to know people in the neighborhood. So I went over and I got in touch with him, and he said that he was at a board meeting. They had brought in a consultant who was speaking to the board, and the board says, are you committed to your community? The consultant said to the board, are you committed to your community? Oh, yes, we are. Are you real committed? Yes, we are. He pointed out the window and said, who lives in the house across the street? Nobody knew. He said, how can you be committed to your community if you don't know your neighbors? So what we decided to do is that we adopted a neighborhood. We lived in two institutions, lived and worked in these institutions. And we adopted a neighborhood that had 24 houses on it. We looked not for apartment buildings, but for single family houses. And sent them this letter. Dear neighbor, we work in your neighborhood at St. Francis Hospital and Viterbo College. We want nothing more than to be good neighbors. We'll be walking around the neighborhood on Saturday from 10 until 1. Just hoping to meet you. Signed, your neighbors, Dr. Charles Link, Tom Thibodeau. So we walked out into the neighborhood, and we had little notepads to write on, and we're starting knocking on doors, and people welcomed us in. And the second house we went to, the guy says, yeah, come on in, come on in. I'll give you a good price for my house. I'll give you my house if you give me a good price for it. We said, we're not here to buy real estate. What are you here for? Well, to be good neighbors. Well, I'll be. How about a little vodka? Mr. Speaker, it's only 10:30 in the morning. Well, it's noon someplace. And he brought out the vodka, and then we went around and met another guy, and he said, yeah, he said, my wife died, and I'm here by myself. He said, but I cut the grass, and I shovel snow for everybody, and the neighbor ladies, they bring over pies and cakes for me. And then we meet a woman at the end of the block, and she had just moved in with her children. She was a single-parent mom, and she said, I'm kind of fearful of going out because I don't know my neighbors. Met another older gentleman, and, you boys, I'm so glad I got back in time. Hello, sir, how old are you? 95. Where were you, sir? Well, I go out for a walk every day, but I wanted to get back for you boys. He said, you got your nice letter there. He said, I can't see TV, can just hear much of it, and I can't read my mail. I wonder, could you have somebody come by and help me read my mail? These insurance companies, they just want to drop an old geezer like me, and I sometimes don't read everything. And then we met another gentleman, and the man had worked at the hospital for many years and was dying of cancer. He had his Notre Dame football cap on, waiting for the game to come on at noon. His daughter was there taking care of him. And he was just so appreciative that somebody stopped by to be a good neighbor. Well, we kept visiting that group of people. Still know some of them years later. Had a first neighborhood picnic in the garage with folding tables and picnic lunches. And we sat down with each other, this group of people. And at the end of the night, they all got up and said, see you, neighbor. Thank you, neighbor. Have a good night, my neighbor. Let's be good neighbors.
Boy, the story you told me speaks so much to just being engaged in the world you live in. You never know who you're going to run into. I was down in Okemo, Oklahoma, in a post office trying to bring Woody Guthrie back home. And there was a guy there with a cowboy hat on. His name was Mr. Olin Edwards. He worked for the Okemo Water Department. And on Sundays, he would be preaching. He was a veteran of World War II. And the boots I'm wearing right now are boots that were given to me by his wife before he passed. I think it's a good song to conclude the program with, called My Old Friend. I've walked the world over in the boots of my old friend, from Boston, Massachusetts, all the way back home again, from the state of Oklahoma to Chicago on a plane, on the lone prairie schooner to Reno on a train, with my old friend, with my old friend. It won't be long till I'm with you again. These boots of ostrich leather, on Sunday he would preach in small country churches. From the pulpit he would preach the road to salvation with a guitar on his back, on the lone prairie schooner heading down those railroad tracks, with my old friend, with my old friend. It won't be long till I'm with you again. These boots, they're anointed, that's what his wife said when she gave them to me while he lay in bed in some old veteran's home where old warriors go, on the California Zephyr, taking me back home, with my old friend, with my old friend. It won't be long till I'm with you again. Size 11B, the same size I wear. When I put them on, felt like they were always there. In moments of decision, looking down, I hear him say, on the California Zephyr, on this guitar I play, my old friend, my old friend. It won't be long till I'm with you again, with my old friend, with my old friend. Long till I'm with you again. Well, Tom, it's been great being with you this morning. I want to just say, everybody listening, thank you for tuning in, and also thank you for all that you do.
Friends, thank you for joining in this conspiracy of goodness. Until we meet again, peace and all good.
You have been listening to Conspiracy of Goodness with Larry Long and Tom Thibodeau, produced and recorded by Brett Hoos. For more information about Larry and Tom, please visit www.larrylong.org and www.tomttalks.com. We look forward to being with you next week. Thank you for listening.